Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
For Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome, where Mare Ade presented her film Tony Erdmann, an Oscar nominee, a huge success at the last Cannes Film Festival, and winner of 5 EFA awards and the Lux Prize of the European Parliament. We already met Maren in Cannes, and I'm glad to welcome her again on Fred to know more about this last successful months of Tony Erdmann. Maren, it's a very delicate theme, the main theme of the film, the relationship between father and daughter. So is there something autobiographical about it?
I mean, it's no. Autobiographical is way too much. It's a personal film, and I found out that... That when writing about family, it's really hard to escape your own one, because you only have one. And I think, and my father really did for some while, he did some jokes with fake teeth also, and he just put them in for some seconds, and I really liked that. It was it inspired me.
Did you think from the very beginning to have so much humor and gags in the films, or it's something that came along?
Yeah, I was interested in the genre comedy when I was writing the film, because but it was the good thing for me was that I had this character of the father who's kind of the jokester who brings the humor into the film. So it was not me as a writer who had to be funny for the audience. It's him who plays the comedy for his daughter, and he's doing that out of desperation. So both genres, drama and comedy, were there at the same time.
Who is really Tony Erdmann? How would you define him? Is he really only an alter ego of Winfried, or is he someone else for you?
I think it's Winfried, and I think he is Winfried who's trying something out. And I mean, I think in a way Tony Erdmann goes back to a Winfried. He reactivates something that he maybe did in the past, in his past. So he reactivates a very radical form of communication. And and I think, I mean, Tony Erdmann also, that's why I put it on as the title. I mean, it stands for me for something that is like a very, it stands for something very courageous that he's doing. And it also inspires his daughter later to find her own Tony Erdmann in a way.
Did you expect the film to be so successful? And what was for you the element that made it so successful?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm still wondering sometimes what happened. And I think the only explanation I have is that there must be something universal in it, and about this family topic maybe. But it's a surprise, and I enjoy that surprise. And so it's up to you to say.
Why did you decide to set it in Bucharest?
I mean, it was in the story that she works abroad, that the father like lost her to the globalized world in a way. And Bucharest has a strong connection in economy with Germany. There are a lot of multinational companies, and after the end of communism, there was a big sellout, and a lot of companies wanted to get a piece of that cake. And so I like the Romanian cinema a lot, so I was interested in going there, and I liked it very much there immediately.
And we've been talking to Maren Ade in Rome to present Tony Erdmann in the Italian theatres from March the 2nd, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.